one time I don't leave early, the train gets canceled, and now I'm going to be late. It's only been a few weeks since we started seeing each other, and it's way too soon for me to be running late to our date tonight. I'm nervous, rushing and overthinking as I take the stairs two at a time. Tonight, we're going back to the rooftop for the first time since the night we met. The night this whole thing started. Just a gorgeous girl, me, and a silent city waiting for us to find each other. It's only as my door swings open that I remember that night didn't start off so smoothly either. That night sucked, right up until she showed up. Solving problems in the same breath she's creating magic. I don't have the time to remember how she made me feel that night or any of the time since, because I'm late to go meet her and I need to focus on what I'm doing. Change my shoes, my outfit, take off these paint-splattered overalls and grab... Aha! There it is. The hoodie I'm definitely going to need for the chilly night air that's surely waiting for me. Ouch! Okay, I probably should have stood still to put that on, but I'm already half an hour late and I don't want to keep her waiting any longer. I crest the final few stairs and burst through the heavy steel door to the rooftop access, my gaze scanning the horizon for my girl, who is hopefully still here, waiting for me. Except, I think she's talking to someone. But it's too hard to see from here where I'm standing by the door. The rooftop is broad and flat, cast in dips and curls of shadow from the surrounding buildings. Even this time of night, late as it is, the city seems to hum with its own rhythm, and it makes it harder to pick out the hushed murmur of her voice somewhere in the shadows beneath the city's sounds. I try anyway. My head swings toward the murmur of her voice, and I think I see her on the far side of the rooftop. She's near the conversation area where we met, and my heart trips as I spot her in the corner of the sofa, her long legs stretched out and resting on the roof's ledge. I'm preparing my apology in my head, wishing I'd maybe stopped for flowers or something, as I start walking toward her, but I only make it a few steps because... Are her legs spread? What is she doing? I move slowly, one step and one limb at a time as I approach the couch where my goddess of a girlfriend is sprawled, lush thighs wide and her fingers moving between them, coaxing blooms of pleasure from her body the same way she does from the garden that now flourishes around me. She's flourishing too, coming alive as her fingers stroke and dip, moving like she knows what she wants. Like she wants to take her time. There's nothing shy about the way she's masturbating. And she knows I'm coming, even if I'm late. The way she's splayed and open, brazenly playing with her own pussy while she waits for me. Like she wants to be seen. To be witnessed in this languid indulgence of her own hand, moving slow and sure in circles around her swollen clit. I watch, frozen in awe, as her fingers roll and stroke her slick skin, one hand braced on her splayed thighs, and as she cries out, I can't help but notice the way her grip tightens on her own skin. My gaze trails down her thighs, bare, to her calves and feet, also bare. Because of course, she's only wearing the long t-shirt hiked up around her hips. And I wonder if she came up here like this, bare from the waist down. I wonder what she had planned for tonight, if she hoped it would be like before, or maybe like the other times. Because if I've learned anything about my girl in the weeks since we began seeing each other, it's that she likes to put on a show. My own hands drift up, lightly brushing the sensitive tips of my nipples through the thin hoodie I'm wearing as I watch her, remembering just how much she likes to be seen. Like last week, in the woods behind the local park, her skirt and her hair both splayed in the leaves as I ate her out. Or when we went to the movies, and her hand between my thighs danced, drawing pleasure from me until her hand covered my mouth to catch my moans. Oh, I tweak the tight peak of my nipple through my shirt and bite my lip to muffle the sound. She definitely likes to put on a show, to explore all the ways we can make each other feel good no matter where we are. But this, I've never seen anything like this. And I cannot look away. It's mesmerizing, a magnetism of intimacy and impossible hotness that's so simple and still so indulgent. God, she's beautiful.
Oh, God, yes.
Her pleasure spikes through me as she talks herself through it, pooling low in my belly and making my breasts, my thighs, and the space between them feel heavy and molten with desire, as my skin prickles with the thrill of watching when I shouldn't.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.